Chazal tell us that Mordechai and Haman were both generals in Ahasuerus' army. And Ahasuerus once sent them out on a mission with their men. And when they were out on that mission, so Haman's men saw their rations, and they just ate. They figured, we'll just loot in the next town, we'll get our food, it's not a problem. And they finished up their rations. They're traveling through the desert, and Mordechai tells his men, you guys don't finish your rations. You only eat this much today, and that much tomorrow, and that much the next day. And they're very careful to eat only what Mordechai tells them. They're halfway through the desert, and Ahasuerus and his men run out of food. Haman and his men run out of food. Mordechai and his men, they're fine, because Mordechai told them to be careful to eat only so much each day. Haman comes to Mordechai, and he says, look, we're out of food. Mordechai tells Haman, you have a problem. Haman says, we're all part of the same army. Give me your men's food. Mordechai says, no, I'm not giving you my men's food. We rationed our food. You guys just ate and ate and ate. You told your men you don't care. They could eat. That's the price you guys are going to have to pay. Haman tells Mordechai, you know, my men are going to die of starvation. Mordechai tells Haman, you know, you're the general. You're responsible. You should have told them not to finish up their rations. What do you mean? You let your men finish up their rations and I have to give you my men's food. Haman tells Mordechai, you know, you got to give my men food. This isn't going to happen. Mordechai says, no. Haman says, what do you mean, no? We're in the same army. You got to give me the food. Mordechai says, no, Haman. You were the general. You messed up. You have a problem. I'm not giving you my men's food. Haman says to Mordechai, look, I don't want my men to die. And you know as well as I do that we could divide the food that's left. There is enough that my men could last. I want you to give my men food. Mordechai tells Haman, he says, you want me to give you my men's food? I'm willing to do it on one condition, that you become my slave. If you become my slave, then fine. If not, fend for yourself, figure it out. Haman sees he has no choice, so he asks Mordechai, where will we write the contract? Mordechai says, we'll engrave it in my shoe. So they write up a contract on Mordechai's shoe, they engrave it into his shoe, and Haman signs the contract. Mordechai gives Haman and his men the food they need, they continue, they come back home, and Haman goes his merry way, and Mordechai goes his merry way. And every time that everyone's bowing down to Haman, Mordechai just picks up his foot and reminds Haman, I ain't bowing to you. If anything, you should be bowing to me. I'm not bowing to you. Our deal was that you're really supposed to be my slave. And that's why, v'chir'ot Haman et Mordechai, yoshev b'shar ha-melech, when Haman sees Mordechai sitting at the king's gates, he leaves, he's just had this feat with Esther and the king, and he's feeling like he's at the top of the world. And he sees Mordechai, and everyone else is bowing, and Mordechai doesn't budge. V'lo kam v'lo zam mimenu. Mordechai doesn't move, he's not scared of Haman. Vayimale Haman al Mordechai chema. Haman becomes filled with internal anger against Mordechai, because he knows that Mordechai is in the right. So that's the history, the story that's behind the relationship between Mordechai and Haman.